Thank you for your presence in this place. Bible lets us know where there's two or three of us gathered together, He is there among us by His Spirit. And where His Spirit is, there is freedom, there is liberty. There is freedom to your mind. There is freedom to your body from every sickness and disease. And there is freedom to your spirit in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, church. And right now we're going to be praying for healing. And we're going to be asking God that He will touch our bodies. And we're going to be receiving the benefits of the cross that Jesus died and bled for. Because Bible says that He was wounded for our transgressions. And He received the stripes so that we could be healed. That in His stripes that we will have healing. Bible lets us know that He received 39 stripes. And scientists say that all the sicknesses that could be summarized and categorized, and they can fall into these 39 categories. And what Jesus did is He took a stripe for each and every one sickness that we carry, so that you and I can walk in perfect health in Jesus' name. Amen, church? In Jesus' name. But today what I want us to direct our prayer is to come against every demonic influence that brings sickness, every generational curse that brings sickness into our body, that goes from generation to generation, whether it's cancer, whether it's headaches, whether it's arthritis, whatever that might be, whatever that might look like. But today, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to put an end and break every cycle of sickness in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Are you with me, church? There was this man, I'm not going to mention his name. He's even testified here in our church. He was diagnosed with HIV, and when he came to one of our services to receive prayer, to one of our prayer lines, he was diagnosed with HIV. Two or three doctors confirmed that he had HIV in his blood. And when he came to our ministry, and he began to receive prayer for deliverance, or he began to receive prayer, he began to receive deliverance. Demons began to speak through him. It was a violent type of deliverance, and he received his deliverance. He went back home, and when he went back to the doctor, doctors confirmed that he was HIV negative. Come on, let's give God some praise in this house. He went to a couple more doctors. They confirmed that virus was no longer active in his body, and he went on living his life. The problem though was that he didn't commit his life to God. He began to live his life the way he used to live. He got, and it didn't start right away, you know, he started attending church, but then he got back with his old friends, and then his old friends, you know, offered him some beer. He first refused, then he said yes, then some beer, then some harder alcohol, then went into partying led into sleeping around, and again, this guy, that virus came back into his life. And when he reached out to me over Facebook, like 6 or 9 months later, you know, he's telling how he's feeling bad, even worse than he was, and all the shakes, these fevers, all the symptoms there. He went back to the doctor. Doctors drew his blood, said again that he has HIV. And then I told him, God, you have to come back here again. And I said, look, you have to commit your life to Jesus. You have to live and go after Jesus. He came back here, received another deliverance. That deliverance was even more aggressive, violent, and then afterwards he back home. He actually was here doing an internship, but went back home, and doctors confirmed, three different doctors confirmed he has no HIV. And and so some years later now, it's probably been 2 years, he's still HIV negative, involved in the church, serving the church, serving the community, and loving God. The reason why I'm sharing this is that the science says the HIV is incurable. Everybody is racing to find a cure for HIV, because if you do, you're an ex-billionaire if you can find that. But my point of this story is that behind that sickness there was demonic force, and when that demon was driven out, when that curse was broken by the power of the blood of Jesus, the person was set free. And today, I don't know, I'm not saying that every sickness you have, every sniffle or headache behind it is a demon, but I know it's not from God. And I know God doesn't have a sickness to give. He has no pain to give you. And whether it's directly influenced by demonic spirits, or if they're just rejoicing in the fact that you have pain in your body, today we're going to come against that darkness. We're going to come against that spirit, and we're going to loose you. foot in the name of Jesus. And you will walk in your freedom, you will walk in health, and you will walk in healing in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus. After time in the Bible where Jesus came and he rebuked the sickness and a person was made straight. In particular case when a woman was bent, and Bible says that Jesus rebuked that sickness and she was made straight. In many cases in the Bible, Jesus addressed the sickness as an entity behind it. And when he rebuked that spirit of infirmity, when there was a mother-in-law of Apostle Peter, and he rebuked the sickness, rebuked that fever, and it was gone. And so today, whatever it is, whatever behind it, today, by the power of the blood of Jesus, we're going to break that influence. We're going to break that curse. We're going to break that cycle. And you will walk out free in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, church. Are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray, church? Say, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Jesus, my body is your temple. And every spirit that influences pain or sickness, right now, I break that influence. I break that chain. I break that connection in Jesus' name. Every spirit of sickness, every spirit of infirmity, I come against you with the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus, and I command you, loose your grip, loose your grip, loose your grip, out of my body, out of my body. To every pain, every sickness, I command you, loose your grip, come out of my body. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name, I command every sickness and every disease, every spirit behind that sickness and disease to lose your grip right now in this place. Lose God's people in the mighty name of Jesus. Every disease and every pain and every sickness, right now I command you, come out. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. Every arthritis and joints, right now I command you, lose your grip. Every cancerous cell, in Jesus' mighty name, I rebuke your grip and I command you, loose your grip in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, be free in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Every pain and every sickness and every disease, right now you must bow to the authority of Jesus Christ and loose your grip and come out of the saints of God in Jesus' name, out of the children of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, in Jesus' mighty name, we come against every spirit of infirmity in that body. You are illegal. You're illegal in that body. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, church. We're waging war right now. We're waging war. In Jesus' mighty name, we come against your spirit of infirmity. Come out of that body in Jesus' mighty name. You're illegal in that body. You don't belong. Every cancer cell, out of that body in Jesus' mighty name. We release our faith over that body in Jesus' mighty name. I speak those shoulders to be restored in that body. That knee in that body, that
mighty name. Even this morning I had spoke to a gentleman that we prayed for here a couple of weeks ago. There was pain and popping in his knee, and till this day there is no more pain. And there was another gentleman that had cancerous cells on his skin. Until this day, as we prayed for them, it disappeared. So today could be your day, whatever it may be. If it might be migraines, it might be pain in your ear, ringing, maybe livers, something wrong with your liver, heart problems. Right now is a time where you can receive your healing in Jesus' name. I want you to place your hand on your body, whatever it may be. If it's maybe your shoulder, put it on your shoulder. Right now we're going to pray and we're going to command that sickness to leave in Jesus' name. Jesus is concerned for your body and as his temple. So any sickness right now, I want you to command it to go in Jesus' name. Every back pain, every headache, every toothache, every eye problem, every ear problem, every liver problem, every heart problem, every back pain, every knee problem, every arthritis in Jesus' mighty name, we command you to go. I want you to agree with me in church right now. Speak to that sickness. Begin to command it to leave your body in Jesus' mighty name. I want you to say after me, say, my body is not a temple for sickness. My body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Use sickness
You disease, I command you in the name of Jesus, in the blood of the Lamb, and the fire of the Holy Ghost, out of my body in Jesus' name. Come on, begin to rebuke it. Begin to command that sickness, every knee pain right now, I command you to go. Every eye problem, I command you to leave right now. Every neck pain, every back spasm, every problem with the joints, every problem in the muscles, every problem in the blood cells, every problem in the ears, we command you to go right now in Jesus' mighty name. Every cancerous skin disease, we command you to go. We command every cancer to dissolve right now in Jesus' mighty name.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we command every sickness and disease to leave God's people in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Somebody that has hip issue, hip pains, right now God is touching you. It's like almost like your hips like not aligned or something. Right now God is touching your hips in Jesus' name, and it's gonna pop back in place, and that pain that's associated with in your lower back will go in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we release your word, we release your power to touch you in Jesus' mighty name. If you're watching online, distance is not a barrier, and God wants to touch you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Whatever is done here is being done right there in your living room, in your bedroom, wherever you're at, in your car, as you're watching. Holy Spirit, there's no distance for him, he can touch you wherever you are. So connect to what God is doing, touch the screen and receive it by faith in Jesus' mighty name. And somebody here that has like a cataract or something on their eye, and then it's causing issue with like blurriness and discomfort in the eye, God right now is touching you and removing that in Jesus' mighty name. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. God is touching your eyes in Jesus' mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, digestive problems right now, God is touching that right now. If you have digestive problem, put your hand on your stomach and begin to receive it in Jesus' mighty name. God is touching your stomach. God is touching your body in Jesus' mighty name. Last Sunday I saw somebody that had an issue in the lower part of the stomach, in the right side. Gentleman came to you and said that discomfort has left, and God touched them in Jesus' mighty name. So just when you hear these words, when you hear this word of knowledge come out, you receive it and take it by faith, and make sure you come and testify. Let one of our leaders know, let one of our pastors know that you received healing, that God touched you in Jesus' mighty name. As a matter of fact, right now as we were praying, is there anybody that you felt that God touched your body, that pain, that discomfort, that tightness, or whatever it is has gone, and you feel free in your body right now in Jesus' name? Lift your hand and let us know. God, run it quick. In the mighty name of Jesus. What was the issue that you had, sir?
Well, I had cancer.
You had cancer. You had cancer. Huh? Oh, he'll test it. Okay, there's one more person back there.
I just had some pain in my leg. You know, pain. And it's like I felt a warm feeling that's coming into my leg. And I felt that God is like moving. And I was like...
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let's put our hands together for Jesus Christ. All right, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you. We thank you. I know that God is doing much more than we hear. Just make sure you testify and let us know of God's goodness in your life in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen, church. God is good and all the time. Amen, amen.